Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, we got that lady on the phone again.
That lady,
Dr. B.
Who's that lady?
Welcome back.
That lady is going to yell at you guys lighting alcohol on fire in the studio.
Yeah, we lit a prairie fire on fire. Last Friday.
Yeah,
It was Friday.
Yeah. And you know what? They did that in hundreds of enclosed bars all across the country.
I drank one.
Well, when bars were open.
Right.
They used to do that.
So they're open now.
Bars are open now.
It's perfectly safe. Please, Doc.
No,
when it comes to bartending, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Oh, don't even start. First of all, I want to remind you fools that this is not the first time you have set fire to alcohol in the studio, nor the first time you've set fire to something for which you had no idea what the actual alcohol content was.
I would like to think it won't be the last.
Second of all, you are the same fools who wanted to bring in an oxygen tank with pure oxygen.
I was going
to
borrow my dad's. Yeah, my dad. I was going to bring that in. I didn't know we couldn't do that.
Forgive me for not trusting whatever hell else you guys have in there when you're lighting things on fire. Third, there are actually fire standards for bars and clubs, but you fools have no standards, as far as I can tell.
And you've been
other than, where's the nearest lighter that I can find?
She is kind of right about that. When I read the email that you yelled at us,
no.
I thought, we are like four kids playing in here. We're lighting matches on a Friday.
I am 100% sure. I'm 100% sure that a bartender knows what to do if a fire were to occur. I have asked you guys standing in the studio where the nearest fire extinguisher is, and none of you have any idea where it is.
It's up the hall.
None.
Is it?
It's right up the hall next to the water cooler.
I wouldn't.
It's on the wall. You walk past it every day.
I'm out the door, and I'm leaving anyway.
Right.
I'm not staying.
She talks like bartenders go to college for 6 years to learn what they can light on fire or not.
Yeah.
No, somebody tells them.
They know how to put them out. Yeah, but nobody. You guys have no idea what you're doing. It is a full-time job keeping you guys alive. Seriously.
I'm not going to argue with her in this situation. Yeah.
I get emails from your boss reminding me that I need to keep you alive as well. I'm like, you know, it's just great. But there were a couple of things that you brought up, and then actually a couple of questions that had come up.
Hey,
about,
did you hear, first of all, before did you hear Nick's Dosen story yesterday?
No, I haven't gotten there.
Oh, see, exactly. Oh. He took ecstasy. And
I used to go to rave parties.
Drink. Yeah, he did the bad stuff.
There was candy flipping?
Yeah, candy flipping.
And what was the other one with the acid and, it was something else.
Another guy checked it on
A guy sent a message saying that hippie flipping was mushrooms and ecstasy.
Hippie flipping, yeah. Molly and mushrooms.
Oh, we'll get into that next time.
Because I'm 100% sure that it did not get said yesterday. Just a reminder, kids, don't do drugs.
Yeah. Oh, I think we said that. Yeah. I think Nick proved it by saying who he is now.
Like they see the results. Like, that's probably not a good idea.
So there was a story you guys had brought up, or I can't remember how this came up, about the wife of Brutus, a character in Julius Caesar who had 8 hot coals to kill herself.
Yeah.
And, the question was, could you actually do this?
By swallowing a hot coal, right, yeah.
Yeah. First of all, don't try to do this for the listening audience. But actually, no, it's probably very, very hard to do, given hot coals would immediately burn through your mouth and jaw and stick to the mucosal tissue in your mouth. It's not going to get down into the esophagus or the stomach. It will burn through your mouth first. It's actually, pretty awful.
Go,
right?
Right. The downside
the
of
way,
eating briquettes.
Yeah.
By the way, eerily similar to swallowing bleach, as a reminder.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
sure.
Please don't do that either.
Well, here's a question. Can I eat a charcoal briquette if it's not on fire?
Well, we do give people charcoal if they've had a drug overdose sometimes, but it's usually a slurry, not an actual hard like brick of charcoal. So probably not a good thing to do either.
No, but it probably wouldn't kill you, would it? There's nothing poison in there.
It's just burnt carbon, right?
You're not going to feel well. A lot of people end up vomiting just because it's just not a pleasant thing to have in your stomach.
I think biting it would suck too, Todd. But try. You eat dog treats. Try some cold.
Don't try it.
The only ones available are the ones that already have the lighter fluid in them, and I don't think that's good.
No, that's
right. No.
Look, I believe we said that you're supposed to...
Stop telling him to try things, okay? Like, this is the man who actually licked a lampshade because he was worried about his potassium. Don't tell him to try eating things. He'll do it.
I did what?
Weren't you licking a lampshade because your potassium was low at one point? I had to tell you to stop doing that.
Was it a lampshade?
No, I think I just had a salt lick. Except it was a potassium lick.
Potassium.
Yes.
By the way,
not necessary. Not necessary.
I'm glad you guys laughed.
More potassium to
because that was brutal. Wow.
I'm not.
I know.
I'm not glad I laughed at that.
Sorry.
I'm disappointed in me.
I would like to bring it back to my original statement about how hard it is to keep you all alive, proving my point yet again. But Todd, what was your question you had?
Oh, no, I was just going to mention, I think my potassium levels are up because my blood pressure is down.
Sure, double down. That's great.
Thanks to the salt lick and the lamp, that you created.
No, I don't think the two are actually probably correlated, but I'm glad your blood pressure is down. Too high of potassium is just as dangerous as too low, but if no doctor has called you, don't do anything about it. It's fine.
I'm looking for that potassium sweet spot. All right. Craig on the email wants to know, is smoking weed doing drugs?
That's a great question.
That's a great question, yeah. Oh, it is a drug, technically, right? Like alcohol.
Yeah, I mean... I will say that on the list of things that you guys have suggested smoking, that one I'm not that worried about at all.
Good thing.
Compared to the flu shot, the vaccines, the meds, all the other stuff.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there's all kinds of drugs out there. We should clarify and tell the kids not to do recreational drugs.
Well, weed is recreational.
Well, except for that.
And alcohol was recreational, too.
Don't
except for that.
Alcohol, please, either. Yes. All right. So there are actually a couple of serious things that you guys had brought up, and I wanted to drive home. So one of the questions was about getting an abortion during COVID. And this is actually...
that sounds like something we'd bring up.
Yeah, it was.
It sounds like a Lifetime movie. That's a great Lifetime movie. Getting an abortion during COVID.
Right.
It's actually a real problem.
The fetus is at risk.
The fetus is at risk. Hey, as somebody who nearly died from a pregnancy, and it was one I wanted, and I was a doctor being treated by colleagues, I can support the right of a woman to have an abortion because pregnancy has profound consequences for a woman's health, her economic, her social, her political situation.
Now, we're pro-choice. You know that.
Yes. So, a number of societies have come out and said that they do not support in any way, shape, or form COVID-19 responses that cancel or delay abortion procedures. Why did they have to do that? Because Men who have never had to carry a pregnancy or give birth to a baby and in no way at all shoulder the social or economic responsibility of raising a child like a mother does in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Oklahoma have said that absolutely no medical or surgical abortions can occur. And other governors of various other states have said that the surgical abortions are elective procedures.
Yeah, yeah.
And that they
using
need
the COVID to try to stop abortions. I saw that story.
Exactly. And then the other excuse they're saying is we need all that personal protective equipment for the abortion to be saved during COVID, except as a reminder, that makes no goddamn sense because an abortion is a singular event, whereas having a baby and being pregnant requires lots of visits and lots of monitoring and then the delivery. So it's a lot more resources and equipment. So there are some courts that have issued temporary bans on this and the AMA and, like I said, multiple medical organizations, not just the United States, but across the world, have been saying physicians, not politicians, should decide what procedures should be delayed. But I can 100% guarantee you this is going to become a problem and it's going to linger. And this is just another example of the consequences beyond just to stay at home and, you know, not being able to go to a club or a restaurant that are occurring for women all the time during COVID. The other one is,
let me tell you, though, you sold me on abortion right there. Because you got to take the baby in a couple weeks later.
Yeah.
They're kind of high maintenance.
Stay at home and have the baby.
They're very high maintenance.
Oh, they are.
Abortion is one and done.
And then they get older and they yell at you.
Yes.
Can you confirm this or deny this, Doc? Because I read it on the Facebook that they take those fetuses from Planned Parenthood and then they experiment with them, the vaccine experiments specifically. And then they also, the other ones, they kick field goals with them.
Well, that second one I haven't heard about, but that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
The first one
that's pretty
is
funny.
There's actually very, very, very strict rules about what you can do with tissue from any surgical procedure, including an abortion, and absolutely none of it is includes being able to practice vaccines or whatever else that they have said. No, absolutely not. These are scare tactics. As a reminder, folks, birth control is not 100%. 100% of women who get pregnant bear the consequences of that for the rest of their life. They may have to have a miscarriage, a stillbirth. They have the potential from dying from the pregnancy or childbirth. They may not be able to pursue school or a career because now they have a child. This should be a choice for women. And it is something that they can't wait till COVID is done because who knows when this is actually all going to be resolved.
I am sold.
Yep.
The case for abortion.
Yeah, but you can't knock me up anyway.
I know.
Exactly. All right.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So, Doc, hang on. I got another email here from Josh. As someone who tended a bar for close to 10 years, I can promise you 98% of bartenders have no idea what to do if there's an accident with shots on fire.
Oh, God.
Run. You say run. I would say run.
You're not helping, Josh.
Oh, run. Yeah.
Trust me. They're still better equipped than the fools in the studio right now.
Yeah,
if a fire
right.
were to actually break out, okay,
right.
I can just imagine. I saw the video. I saw how close.
And by the way, it was in front of. Basically, it was a chair in front of the door. You're right. So if it's fire in that corner, we are.
Oh, we're not going to try to jump out the windows.
Yeah, the windows don't open.
Yeah. I'll kick them out.
You'll kick them out.
Oh,
don't worry.
Your
left leg.
Yeah.
Captain Badleg's going to kick the windows down.
All right. So next time we like shots, let's do it over by Todd. That because he's far from the door. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've got to call Child Protective Services about the orphan, too. I really...
Well, the orphan's right. Back. We don't let the orphan out of the office, yeah. So he's nowhere near this, man.
Yeah, but I don't know what you're doing in there. If this is what you're doing on air, my God, people. So very quickly, and this is not a fun topic, but an absolutely necessary topic along the same lines we just talked about, is abuse of women during COVID. So worldwide, we now know there's an 18 to 30% rise in domestic violence, and that is in reported cases. It's much, much higher because many of these cases are not getting reported.
Yeah, it's brutal.
And there's a trauma expert at the Harvard Medical School has compared coercive methods of domestic abusers during COVID to those kidnappers used to control hostages. There's just the physical abuse, but it's isolating them, constantly watching them, restricting their access to food, clothing, even the bathroom. Man. So this home isolation has actually become a really powerful tool for abusers. And unfortunately, many of the shelters and places they might go to are now underfunded or closed or unable to take new people. Divorce proceedings are no longer are being put on halt by a lot of courts throughout here. And as a reminder, this is not a small problem. 1 in 5 women have been raped at some point in their life. 1 in 4 women have been raped or had physical violence at the hand of their partner, their domestic partner. That comes out to 24 people per minute in the United States who are the victims of violence, rape, or physical or intimate harm. And that's just in the United States alone.
Yeah, so, if you're a dude listening, by the way, you got a mom, you got a sister, you might probably have a daughter.
Well, unfortunately, think about the inverse of this.
You might have some women who are friends.
Yes.
That also means that there are 24 people out there every minute beating or hurting or raping somebody. Oh. I don't give a damn if he's a nice guy. There is somebody you know who's doing this. And I'm sure many of these guys seem really nice and really funny, but they're not. This is going on and this is real. So, and finally, the question of when we give these guys a second chance, it really should be the question of how can we help the victims of harassment and abuse? Once we've done that, then we can talk about giving these guys a second chance. So I will post a link that has some resources for women. It is very, very hard for them to get help because they're trapped in a house. But the National Domestic Violence Hotline is open 24/7. You can phone, you can text, you can go online. They have a lot of different methods for women or for victims of violence to reach out because these people are trapped. It's hard for them to make a phone call sometimes.
Hey, our cases went up last night. There are 22 more hospitalizations here in Omaha. How about Philadelphia? Where's the COVID situation? Situation happening.
We're going down.
Good for you.
We are going down.
You did it right.
We're doing it, but we're still on complete lockdown. I mean, there are no restaurants open.
No, I talked to all my friends still back. Obviously, my family. And they tell me it's like everything's still locked down there, right?
Yeah, it's a very graded, very slow opening up in only certain areas. Nothing is completely open. It's just fascinating to me to think about other places that just opened up. So that actually is a good segue to a couple of the other questions that have come up about resuming activities that are opening up. And I stressed the point last time that I want to stress again. There's no activity that is completely risk-free right now.
Did you see the video? Obviously, you saw the video of the Lake of the Ozarks, right? Yeah.
Yes. But also, if you looked at Ocean City, Maryland.
Yeah, I saw that. Brutal, man.
It was packed. Yeah. So just a couple of points when people talk about going out. I am happy you went to a restaurant or a show where the wait staff were wearing masks and everybody was situated 6 feet away from each other. But here's what you should be asking. Did everyone else around you wear a mask as well? And if the answer is no, please remember that the SARS-CoV virus, which causes COVID-19, it happily travels beyond 6 feet in an indoor room. So if you spent more than a few minutes in a room with other people who were not wearing masks, consider yourself exposed.
Whoa.
So that, you know, that's just, unfortunately, that's it. We are not in a place where we're safe yet. So a couple of questions that came up. Somebody asked about handling money in COVID. Answer is yes, technically bills and coins can transmit the virus. Length of time will vary by the surface. What I've been telling my patients is your skin is a great barrier to this virus. So even if you've touched a contaminated surface, as long as you haven't touched your face, you should be fine. So put that money in a bag, set it aside for a day or two, wash your hands.
Right. We're trying to help people out with that if they're afraid that their money has been exposed to the COVID. You send it to us. And we'll check it.
And if you get on it for a few days,
we'll run it through some machinery.
Their phone calls.
Yeah, that's it. That's how it works.
Nobody's looking at their Coke bills anymore, are they? I'm sure they're not.
Probably not.
No, they're not. Oh,
that's all done.
Oh yeah,
we were the last generation
of licking
to lick cocaine off a $100 bill.
Yes, we were.
Oh, don't worry.
Usually
a one. It will come back.
Usually a one. We spend the other 24 on Coke.
And I'm not sure if Craig did this article, because like I said, I'm about a day behind. But there was a great article a number of people brought to my attention from NPR about summer activities. And they went through 14 summer activities and rated them from low to high risk.
Yeah, I think Craig has that. I don't know if he's done that story yet, but I saw it.
I won't step on his toes, but I do want to say that as a reminder to folks, when you're looking at this, although it ranges it from low to high risk, nothing is no risk here. Again, people are automatically going to adjust low to no, but that's not correct. So a couple of big themes is if you can do something outdoors, it's always going to be safer than if you can do something indoors. If you can socially distance and wear a mask, it's always going to be safer than if you don't. And if you can limit the amount of time in an activity to the least amount of time, like if you're getting a haircut or if you're going shopping, just go not to look around, but not to browse, but just to get what you need to get and get out of that shop as quickly as possible.
Exactly. A lot of stores are insisting on that. Like when Christy gets her fabric for masks, they said, no dicking around. Just go get your stuff, check out.
Is that what the sign says? Yeah.
No
dicking around. No
dicking around.
Sign for all of you
guys. For all of you guys who didn't want to go to church or didn't want to go to that wedding, congratulations.
So yeah. Or a funeral, for that matter. People get out of funerals, too, I've heard.
Yeah. I also heard stories
of... Only one person has to show up to a funeral.
You go to the store, and somebody will... You say what you want, and then the helper will take you right to what you're looking for. Which I wish they would do all the time.
Oh, yeah, I know, but... There are still people browsing. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Well, stop.
No, granted, if you're browsing, though, you might be browsing for something you're looking for. So I got to give you a little bit of the doubt there. You know, you can be looking for something.
I mean, if there are certainly going to be people who are. I mean, we saw it this past weekend on the holiday weekend. They're hanging out and wandering around, no masks, shoulder to shoulder with everyone around them. That's dangerous. That is dangerous. And
oh, who's that? Is that your daughter?
Yes, I think so.
Hey, here she is. here's your daughter, by the way.
Jim Socks, play blackout.
Man, Jim sent me this email. It scared the crap out of me.
Oh, yeah. He wanted your email to yell at you, but tongue-in-cheek, about how you're raising your daughter, right?
But the first paragraph just went into me about it. And then all of a sudden he starts talking about Yale, which, by the way, you guys did a lot of talking about recently. And I just want to remind all of you guys that Yale's produced 5 American presidents, 7 world leaders, 19 Supreme Court justices, 62 Nobel laureates, and me, your personal stupid scientist and epidemiologist, you bastard.
Yeah, morons, the lot of them.
Look where they've gotten us. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I'm telling you not to set fire on an enclosed space by the door. One last thing, just to nip rumors before it festers into fact. The government is not paying hospitals $3,000 for every case of COVID-19 and $20,000 if they put them on a ventilator.
Yeah, if you want to know that, yeah.
This is in direct contradiction to the story before that they're paying us not to report them. We're not getting paid by any of this. And unfortunately, many hospitals are going out of business. And even with the COVID relief fund that did help some hospitals, unfortunately, most of the hospitals that have been hardest hit are the ones that didn't have a lot of money in the first place. They have been unable to keep up with how much additional equipment and medications they need. And we're going to see a healthcare crisis. We really are, if things don't change a little bit, because many, many hospitals just are unable to, they're going to go out.
Aren't the rural hospitals in trouble? Rural hospitals are in trouble?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they don't have the capacity.
They don't have the capacity. They didn't have the savings in the first place, the endowments that maybe some of these larger hospitals have. And also many of them are in states which did not expand Medicaid.
Nebraska! All you outstate rural hospitals, keep voting for Republicans because your guy didn't do that.
It is. But most of all, please continue to send me your questions anytime. Happy to help out with anything. I am watching Nebraska very closely. I'm hoping everybody stays safe, please. It is possible to
You stay safe too, Doc. You stay safe too.
Are you back
in the hospital looking at butts and everything?
I'm back in the
hospital. Looking at
everything.
Butts and everything?
It is. I have to say, we wear two masks at the same time, and then we have to wear protective eye gear or headgear and wear gowns
in case
and gloves.
That butt blows one?
Yeah, splatter. You have a splash guard.
And there are zero people who pass out because they're wearing a mask or, you know, have gotten sick because they're wearing a mask. I just want to say to people, it doesn't happen. Wearing a mask is safe. It's something we need to do. Look, we all want to get back out and get back to some semblance of normal. It's not going to be normal. It's going to be something similar to it. And maybe it's just a unique version of it for a while. But if it keeps us safe, that's okay. That's an okay thing to do, and I think most people are okay with that, and I appreciate that from everybody.
I love dummies who say, well, you know, the virus can get right through that mask, but apparently air can't.
Yeah.
Air particles can't, but the virus can't. It's amazing.
Thank you, Doc. Love you.
Love you guys.
All right, take
care.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Dan Socks, play Blackout.
All right. Hippie Man a little later on, too, in case you missed Dr. Mina. Check it out, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Good information. And she did not hear the whole dosing conversation, but she will hear that.
Oh, yeah.
She listens to the podcast in order, so next week, Nick, you're in trouble.
That's a long time
ago. Yeah, it is a long time.
But, you know, I'm not doing anything. Maybe this weekend. Go back, revisit my youth.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.